This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. At long last, the Federal Reserve Board begins its two-day meeting today. The big question, will they or won't they? Fed Chair Janet Yellen and company will vote on whether to raise short-term interest rates for the first time in 9 years. The Fed has been signaling for months now that a rate increase could come before the end of the year. But with the recent market volatility and turmoil in the world economy, analysts are suddenly less sure. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
As buildups go, the rate hike is almost up there with Y2K, or the fiscal cliff.
It's been great reality television, hasn't it?
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist with Wells Capital Management. As with other recent cliffhangers, he says the reality probably won't justify the hype.
While there could be some volatility and some anxious times ahead, yeah, we're going to get through this. At the end of the day, markets move far more dramatically than the underlying fundamentals.
Jonathan Wright teaches economics at Johns Hopkins University. He says even if the Fed does raise short-term interest rates this week or later this year, it won't have a big impact on how much you pay for a car loan or earn on a savings account.
I expect the FOMC will be bending over backwards to say that this is not the start of a typical policy firming cycle.
There's still too much risk in the economy, he says, to step on the brakes too hard. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.